So busy day today in the Playhouse. Obviously, we got Pick Your Purse. It's Flush Format Friday, and a whole mess of members of the Playhouse family that we want to get in the various ways. So group therapy up first with Playhouse family member Mike. Mike, can you just kind of explain what's going on with the wedding stuff?
Yeah, so my fiance and I are in the process of planning our wedding. Or should I say my fiance is in the process of planning our wedding. So things are coming together for the most part, and they're all finalized for the most part. The thing is, she keeps adding things.
How do you mean?
Like, we started off with a DJ at the reception, but now we have a band for part of the night and a DJ after they're done. And she keeps ordering more food, more flowers, thinking of more people to invite to both the ceremony and reception. And here I am watching as our modest wedding becomes somewhat of a circus.
So none of this is really getting discussed at all. She's just kind of doing what she's doing.
No, not really. Her father's pretty well off. I mean, he's a farmer that cashed out and sold his land to housing developers, so you can imagine.
Sounds like you're marrying some money. Congratulations.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, since Dad's paying the bill, she doesn't find it necessary to talk to me, so she just does it and sends him the bill. But I'm not really excited at all about this thing becoming this huge and this much of a spectacle. And I'm wondering if the groom has a right to put his foot down and try to have a say, or if I just need to jump when told to jump and wait until it's all over.
Got it. We'll get you the feedback. 237, it's text 35270. Amy Kay, you're up first.
I absolutely think you have a say. This day is for both of you. It's your wedding day. It's not just hers. So I think you need to sit down with her and say, maybe you're just really stressed and you want this to be perfect. Well, let's sit down. Let's plan this together. Let's get things we both like and both want at our wedding. I don't think it's fair that she is just planning everything and it just keeps getting larger and larger and went from DJ to a band and then just what else is going to happen?
Maybe an elephant? That'd
Maybe.
Be fun.
Could be a circus.
That could be literally, yeah. That'd be pretty good. 237, it's text 35270. Let me get you the bullet points. So it sounds like originally Mike and his fiance had a conversation about a fairly modest wedding. And then Dad, he's pretty well off. Her dad is like, well, I want to pay for this. My little girl gets whatever she wants. And it sounds like because that money is coming and it's so available that she and her dad are kind of going pretty wild with it. And Mike's like, oh my God, this is not a modest wedding anymore. Is it appropriate for him to say something? And if so, how would you recommend he goes about that? You know, he don't want to seem unappreciative, I'm sure, but he didn't really want it to be what it's turning into. 237, it's text 35270.
Take control of your radio. It's a Morning Playhouse Flush the Format Friday.
Oh, we're in a Flush the Format Friday. Your picks, songs you haven't heard in a while, all morning long. Y94, Playhouse in the Morning, also in the middle of group therapy. And Mike shared with us that he and his fiance were planning a fairly modest wedding. He felt like, anyway. But then her father, he's got some money, was like, oh, whatever you want. It's on me. And she's kind of been adding and adding and adding and not really conversing with him. And he asked this question.
But I'm not really excited at all about this thing becoming this huge and this much of a spectacle. And I'm wondering if the groom has a right to put his foot down and try to have a say, or if I just need to jump when told to jump and wait until it's all over.
Pretty simple problem and simple question. What are we seeing for him?
Someone said he absolutely has a say. It's not just her wedding. The groom should get to help decide on how the wedding should go. However, someone else said they just got done planning their wedding. And you have the right to tell your thoughts, but in all honesty, your opinion might not change anything. I was told that men get the day to plan the proposal, and women's day is the wedding itself. I kind of found that to be true while planning our wedding because my husband was so chill and told me, whatever you want.
I do think it would be a pretty natural thing just to be like, hey, listen, you know, we talked about this and we kind of keep adding stuff and, you know, it's getting to be a little bit more than I thought. Could we maybe, you know, just stop? Or maybe I'd like to be a little more involved. Could we talk more about these things? It would be a natural thing to say.
I could understand if he told her when the wedding first started, like, go ahead, do whatever you want, and you had no say.
Mm-hmm.
And then now she's doing things and you wanted to talk about it. Like, that might, I would say, well, you already told her to do whatever. But the fact that you just haven't been included really at all, I think it's time, yeah, you speak up and say, you know, I would like to have some say in this, or just know exactly what's going on with this because it's both of our days. It's our wedding day.
I am just genuinely curious. Has Stephen shown a lot of interest in the planning or is he just kind of like, eh, have at it?
He's like, yeah, have at it. Do whatever you want. He said, this is your thing. You can plan it however you want. And I said, oh, it's so stressful.
Do you kind of wish that he was like, oh, let me give him some projects maybe?
Yes and no. Honestly, we've only been engaged for 2 weeks now. I'm really fine with just not jumping in right away and planning anything. Kind of just taking our time and figuring out when this is going to happen.
Sure.
I just think it's stressful. I want to put it off.
Hey, do you want me to, here's what I'll do. I'll make a page on Y94.com, and okay, we'll have some drop-down menus of all the options for various categories, and we'll just let the Playhouse family plan the wedding, and you can just have whatever hodgepodge of things get the most votes.
Listen, if it turned out good, I'd be happy with that, but...
Think March Katniss, but for your wedding.
I don't know. I feel like there would be some people that would just want to make me wear like a real ugly dress or something.
There's a chance. We'll see how it goes. It'd be like the first completely vote-driven wedding.
Would I be able to have final say and veto it? Nope, I'm not doing that.
I don't think that's how that would work.
I think I should overall have a final say.
Kind of ruins the whole game, kind of.
I'll think about it.
Yeah. I think we could probably get that going. Again, I like the idea of it being sponsored by Mance Automotive Service Center.
Should we have the wedding there in the parking lot?
Mm-hmm. I think, well, if it wins in the votes.
Oh, we'd have to vote for it.
If it wins in the votes.